This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
We're live May 9th, 2019. Strap yourselves in. Alex Jones is a new category. His name and his website will not be spoken or texted. They even got live systems now on their apps where they're going to listen to what you're saying in live time. And if you speak the word Alex Jones, you will be banned.
InfoWars, of course, is that web show and website led by rageaholic Alex Jones.
Down, I want them silenced. I want them muted. I think they are horrible for our society.
Why are they doing this now?
Well, it's a good question as to why they waited this long, but Alex Jones has been banned from Facebook for a long period of time, but now they banned him. They banned his little underling, Paul Joseph Watson.
They put a press release out. They said, we have a new level of banning, and Alex Jones will be the first person ever with AI computers watching in live time that if you say Alex Jones on Facebook, 2.2 billion people, that's bigger than China, that's more people than China, that's 700 million more people than China has, that's 2.2 billion people, you cannot say Alex Jones's name or InfoWars.
Why is it that the six individuals were banned by Facebook? What makes them different from others?
Well, these are very extreme individuals, and no matter what anyone tells you, they are extremists, and that's why Facebook decided to get rid of them from the platform the other day.
I don't think anyone's kind of pretending anymore that this is just about Alex Jones or Paul Joseph Watson or people you've only sort of heard of or Laura Loomer or whatever. This is about anybody who dissents from the corporate view of what should be talked about, they're crushed. So why is no one defending the majority of Americans against this threat to our speech?
That's an extremely good question. You know, there actually is one person, one very prominent person out there who is calling for mass civil disobedience. And brace yourself, it's Snoop Dogg, who just ordered all of his followers to start sharing Louis Farrakhan videos and footage on Facebook and Instagram.
I stand with him. I'm with him. Ban me, mother. Ban me. Because I'm going to keep posting this. I'm going to keep putting Minister Louis Farrakhan out there. That's my dear brother.
What is the difference right at this point between Trump's Twitter feed and InfoWars.com? You know, InfoWars might have been banned from Twitter, but it seems to have found a new home over at Trump's Twitter feed. And while he's promoting and legitimizing this news organization, we should also talk about how he's trying to tear down credible sources for news, the Washington Post, the New York Times, CNN. He was questioning why these news organizations have the ability to be on Twitter.
Why are they not banned?
Right, saying that the InfoWars should be reinstated. It's nuts.
CNN, that had 10 million viewers an hour back in Larry King's heyday, they got rid of him when it dropped to 9 million. They hired Piers Morgan and went to 2 million. Now their top-rated shows have 1 million viewers. Their average show, 50,000 an hour. Local radio shows have more listeners. See, last year, he knew who all my sponsors were on YouTube, even though you'd have to watch for hours to figure out who they were, and geolocating. Ads only popped up certain areas of the country, so he couldn't find out unless he was in my account, him and Stelter. And then it was in the news. So was Media Matters. They knew how much I was being paid. They had a whole list of all these sponsors that would opt in to buy into my show. Oh, my gosh, the Pentagon was running Marine Corps and Army ads. He tattled on that. And, boy, they did what General Stelter said.
President Trump, InfoWars content is useful to him. InfoWars personalities align with him. He even gave an interview to Alex Jones back on the campaign trail. On Saturday, Trump went on a Twitter spree and said, it's so great to watch this, while sharing a video from InfoWars.
The hate is clearly over there. You gotta get that freedom.
You can feel the vibes of hate coming from over there. Yeah. If you look over here, the people aren't screaming at them.
Peace and protest. This is not what peace and protest is all about. This is what they think is acceptable. This is not what Trump's saying, but they don't understand that.
I'm gonna say it again. Big tech has access to everything you do, and they give CNN and the Southern Poverty Law Center and Media Matters access to your private banking information. It's totally criminal. But see, big tech, they're a private company. So you collude with other companies and lie to you and sell your data and do false advertising until you come build up their platform and then pull the rug out from under you. Then they can call you a Nazi when they ban you. And then they could tell their users, you don't say their name or we'll kick you off. I want to say Brain Force is great. I want to say Turbo Force is amazing. It is. But if you took it with fish oil, it's like the fish oil is it. The fish oil is better than it. And that's an example of what I'm talking about. Fish oil is liquid energy. Brain, body, heart. The cleanest, the best out there. You've got the children's. You've got the adults. You've got the krill oil. If you're going to get the full effect, the fish oil and the children's are really strong. They don't give you the burpees, but krill oil is the best. And it'll give you the damn burps. And I'm just sorry. You want something like this, you don't get stuff for free. The krill is hallucinogenic. It's so good, in my view. I'm not making a medical statement here, but let me tell you something. I eat 5 caplets of krill oil before I go to bed, I'm seeing Santa Claus that night. So your brain is made basically out of what fish oil is. So we don't make a big profit off of it, but you notice I just obsess because whatever the best is we've got, I just can't lie to you. I just can't do it.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
To this Thursday, May 9th, 2019, global broadcast. I'm your host, Alex Jones. We'll be here for the next 4 hours. And Owen Schroyer is loaded for bear to take on the globalists. And that, of course, is coming up at 3 o'clock Central Standard Time today. Right before I went live today, obviously, David Knight, 8 a.m. to 11 a.m., knocking it out of the park. I am truly overwhelmed today with the knowledge and the information that we've got here. The co-founder of Facebook has come out and said the company needs to be broken up. Now, he says this from a leftist perspective, and I've been predicting this is coming, so I want to break down the next moves that are about to unfold. Then, I want to get into the fact that the aircraft carrier, the Abraham Lincoln, has cleared the Suez Canal, and we have not been closer to war with Iran since Operation Praying Mantis in 1988, when the United States sunk a bunch of their ships there in the Persian Gulf. And that could really trigger something serious because Iran conservatively has 10 times the military prowess they had back then and sleeper cells all over the world. Also, we have the feds released secretly 168,000 illegal immigrant family members into communities just in the last fiscal year, and that's just what we know about. This is the collapse of the failed border and part of a larger operation to destroy the country. So we'll be looking at all of this today and so much more. But first, there are full videos that are up on NewsWars.com and InfoWars.com by Caitlin Bennett, the prophetic and prolific and just Energizer Bunny reporter with her crew. Her fiance and her camera guy together as a dynamic trio. The videos she's been getting are just incredible. And the ideas that she's had to go on these colleges and to illustrate what they're doing and what they're up to and what they're saying are just incredible. Now, both these videos are 15 minutes long. I'm not going to air them in full here today, but I am going to air some pieces of them. But the first thing I'm going to air is a compilation where college students, for the first time ever, pay reparations for slavery. Now, again, that's about a 50-minute report. I'm only going to air 2 minutes of it. The full report is something you need to see and share with others to see the brainwashing, the cult-like control of the universities. And there's another video that's up on InfoWars.com of what happens to pro-lifers that have permits to be out in public and what happens in compilations of liberals, leftists, attacking people for their First Amendment. Video captures moment that so-called feminists attack peaceful pro-life demonstrators That's from the Daily Caller. So I'm going to air both of these pieces and then plunge into the news. But the authoritarianism we see on the colleges is the authoritarianism we see in big tech, is the authoritarianism we see everywhere, that the left is in control. They are not the left. They are a criminal cult. But then, I am going to air most of one of her 15-minute reports. Should I do it this hour or next hour? Because I've got to analyze it. She was at Penn State, and she didn't edit this. I mean, she cut out the spaces, but this is everyone she talked to. Everyone but one person was a drooling, you would say, I don't mean this meanly, autistic or mentally retarded, but they're not. This is what the smartphones and the culture has done to millennials. This is what they're like. You go to UT, you think you're in a Dawn of the Dead movie. People even walk with their hands hanging down, and they go, and drag their feet. They've been soul-sucked. They have no inclination to build anything. They have no life spark. Unless they get mad at you, then they physically attack you. But then even then, it's a very zombie-like attack. Very zombie-like attack. So radio listeners can hear all of this, obviously. People can watch, though, the verboten, forbidden information at Infowars.com/show. And please share that live feed. That's how we get to new people in this culture war. But they want us taken out of the picture, obviously, because we're very effective, because you're effective. But I know they're not going to stop you. They haven't so far. And I believe in you. You believe in me. So here's these two reports.
We're here at Youngstown State University today with Joel Patrick.
And I'm here asking people if they will pay me some reparations.
Do you support reparations for black people because of slavery?
To some extent, yes.
Okay. What about you? Do you support? Definitely?
Yeah.
Perfect. So we have Joel over here, Joel Patrick. He has a reparation jar. You guys have the chance to pay him for your crimes.
I just gave him $10 to pick up my exam.
He did? $10?
Hey. All right, here we go. Grown men are going to get out their wallets to pay for slavery.
Not much in here. All right,
You have been forgiven for the crimes against my ancestors.
Are you a professor here?
Yeah.
What do you teach?
Oh, what is this for anyway?
It's for YouTube.
YouTube. Oh, my God.
Yeah, I would love to be paid reparations.
Okay, here we go.
All right. Slavery. For slavery, that's all I give is a dollar? You can keep it. I want more money than that.
Do you support reparations for slavery?
Yes, but at the moment I gotta go to exams.
So. Well, I'll walk with you. So, you support reparations for slavery. We have Joel here who has a reparations jar, and you can pay right now for reparations.
All right. Well, as I said, I apologize for being on the run, but there you go.
You're actually paying.
Yes.
Did you own slaves?
No, I did not, but I mean, I'm not a fan of the history behind it, so...
Okay, thank you for paying for your crimes. We have Joel here, and he has his reparations jar. Are you willing to give him reparation money?
Why not?
Okay, perfect. Okay. How much do you want her to give you?
Well, what is the crimes of an entire country worth?
I'm not really sure. I don't have a lot of money on me, and I can't put a number. All right.
You are forgiven for the crimes of your ancestors. Then make sure that you support Caitlin at theinfowarsstore.com. Make sure that you go there and you get the super male vitality. You need it. You gotta have
it. Yeah. Yeah. Don't do that. Please. Please.
You're a terrible person.
Please.
You're a terrible person.
Stop. Ma'am.
You're a terrible person.
Ma'am, stop that.
You're a terrible
stop.
Person.
Stop.
You need to call the cops. This is not okay.
Can you call the cops?
This is not okay.
Oh. Yeah. Ma'am, calm down.
This
no
is
reason.
Not okay. Shut the f*** up right
ma'am.
Now.
Hi, I'm at the pit. There's a woman that just punched my friend.
We're going to do, since it is a misdemeanor, instead of putting her handcuffs, dragging her off all this stuff, we're gonna fight her, which is the same thing as an arrest. It's an arrest by citation.
It's the baby. If someone is raped and she gave birth and she decided to kill
her 3-year-old child.
I meant to get your phone.
Yourself, they're the size of a dime, their self.
So you need to turn to Jesus Christ. He can set you free from your sin.
Listen here, son. All right? I'm as gay as the day is long and twice as sunny. I don't give a what you think Jesus tells me and what I should and should not be doing.
These are image bearers of God.
You can go to hell.
All right, guys. Again, this is the left always trying to silence everyone and then saying we're trying to silence them while they do it. These are the holy anointed ones who think they're the cool kids and who are directed by the post-humanist technocracy. That's what this is. There is an open world government program to end humanity as we know it. Remember, we give you next decade's news today. We are the globalist number one enemy because we represent the future of humanity.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that's spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Your host, thank you so much for joining us on this Thursday, May 9th, 2019 broadcast. What I'm going to do is open the phones up in this hour, into the next hour, and into the third hour as we go through a lot of this news and get into any topic you want, any issue, any area. But first time callers, again, is who we're going to be taking phone calls from. The number to join us is 877-789-2539. 877-789-ALEX. Again, 877-789-2539. And obviously, I'd like to get your take on the so-called constitutional crisis, the Democrats wanting to continue their fake witch hunt. Also, I want to get your take on one of the co-founders of Facebook coming out, good personal friends with Zuckerberg, saying the company needs to be broken up. What's really behind that? I'm going to give you my take on it. Aircraft carrier Abraham Lincoln passes through Suez Canal last night en route to Iran as tensions soar. We're going to be breaking all that down. Feds release 168,000 illegal immigrant family members into communities. Colorado shooting suspect was transitioning from a girl to a male. Second suspect said he hates Christians. That's why you'll barely ever hear about that in the news again. But you better believe that it was two right-wingers doing it. You would be hearing that all gun owners are guilty, all Christians are guilty. But because this is apparently two leftists whacked out as usual, you're going to see that brushed under the rug extremely quickly. That's just some of the news that we're going to be covering here today. 877-789-2539 is the number to join us. The first thing I want to get into right now is what Sean Hannity talked about last night. I'm going to play a short clip of his opening monologue. The full show's up on InfoWars.com. It's worth sharing. And most listeners will say, hey, this is old news to us. We're sick of hearing about Russiagate. Exactly. If Trump doesn't go on the offense, and if the Justice Department doesn't, and if the Republicans don't, it doesn't matter how many crimes the Democrats have committed. They're going to make up stuff on Republicans. They're going to harass everybody in Trump's orbit. They're going to continue to try to sabotage the economy. And so it's the right thing to do. It's got to be done. And when you're dealing with out-of-control, arrogant criminals like this, the only thing they know is strength. And most of these Democrats are complicit in the cover-ups as well. So they're not going to stop this whole Russiagate thing until we stop them. And so they've got dozens of other investigations fired up. They're all fraudulent, and the witch hunt should be over. Here's Sean Hannity talking about it last night, and of course then we'll expand on the fact that no president ever put up with this. They always declared executive privilege. Trump didn't. Now he is, and, well, now they're claiming he's involved in obstruction. It's just nothing but fraud. Here it is.
We start tonight with breaking news about the president fighting back after 2+ years of nothing but complete and utter cooperation. 1.5 million documents handed over. Every single person in the White House encouraged to cooperate and speak with Mueller and Congress. Not one time did the Trump White House invoke executive privilege. Not once. Even White House counsel, which is, to me, unfathomable, Don McGahn spent 30 hours with Mueller's Democratic pals and Hillary's attorney. Now the president's saying enough is enough. And today the president did finally say enough is enough by exerting executive privilege over all aspects of the Mueller report. And the White House ordered former counsel Don McGahn from testifying before Congress. They already have 30 hours. The Attorney General Barr is refusing to be interrogated, not by the House Judiciary Committee, by their staff. For the 206 years of that committee, not one time has that ever happened. And the Attorney General is saying, and it's not going to happen now. And the endless stream of document subpoenas, they are now being rejected by the administration. In other words, the witch hunt is over. The Democrats lost. And what the Democrats are now doing is nothing more than radical revenge, which is born out of a mass psychotic rage against the president. And by the way, four separate independent, four, they have an irrational inability to accept. Four separate independent results. The nine-month FBI counterintelligence investigation. Oh, Peter Strzok, the no there there. Oh, we had nothing in, just before the appointment of Mueller. Lisa Page said, we have the House Intel Committee investigation. No collusion, no conspiracy, no cooperation with Russia. The bipartisan Senate investigation. And now the 20-month Mueller witch hunt, all determining the same thing. No collusion, no obstruction. Does Congress care one iota how much this is costing in legal fees? And for what? What about every single person that has been called before the committees or called before Mueller? They all have to pay for lawyers. Lawyers in Washington, D.C. can be as much as $1,000 an hour. Now they're going to be called in to be asked the same questions now a fourth, fifth, and sixth time? This is nothing but harassment and abuse of power and, frankly, a brand new taxpayer-funded witch hunt designed to smear the duly elected president of the United States.
And then he goes on to say anybody in the orbit is being harassed and terrorized. Yes, we have a right and a duty to stop it. And so if you expand on that, there's a clip up on Infowars.com that we're going to play when we come back of Jim Jordan's boil down yesterday during the contempt hearing on Attorney General Barr. And he says, you know what this is? It's a smokescreen and a cover-up for your illegal warrants and your illegal witch hunt. And we have all of the documents. We have all the proof. And Louis Gohmert goes on from Texas and says, listen, I wish you Democrats would stop this, but you're not. So we're coming after you, and you're going to get prosecuted, so get ready. And the Democrats look scared. They are all in on it at the top. They really thought they'd keep Trump from getting elected. Then they thought they'd remove him. And now they're so desperate, it makes them more dangerous. That's what I keep getting back to. These people are dangerous. And now they've accelerated their timetable of censorship against nationalists, against Trump supporters, against people that just want our country to be free and common sense and not globalist. So it's gotten serious. We're going to come back into some of that Jim Jordan clip. Then I'm going to start taking your phone calls. Then we have a best-selling author coming on who first got banned on Amazon, and then he's getting banned everywhere else, and now he's having his bank accounts taken away, all because he talked about men's empowerment. That is the big no-no. If you want to teach an 8-year-old boy to cut his testicles off, that's fine with big tech. You want to teach little girls how to commit suicide? That's wonderful and increase your suicide rates. The system is here to kill you. It's here to demoralize you ahead of a post human era. So the underpinnings of a civilization are being destroyed by design. That's not hyperbole. That's not something that sounds shocking. That is the entrance fee to the new digital age and merging with the Silicon. That is the religion of Silicon Valley. You have been warned. Told you that decades ago. Now it's all over the news. People say, of course, humans are bad. Let's get rid of them immediately. Yes, this is the real world. It's really happening. So how do we keep our consciousness? How do we save our awareness, our souls? How do we keep from being sucked in, deceived by this? Well, that's what this broadcast is about. We're in this together. I'm Alex Jones. Well, I've got some really good news for all the viewers and all the listeners. This was going to be a big loss because we couldn't get the Deep Earth crystals anymore. It's a year and a half fight, but we have the original producer, the original crystal source, the best atomic iodide in the world. X2 is back. We got it. This deal just happened about a month ago. We rushed it into production. It's been bottled. The labels are being put on today. and it's going to be on an 18-wheeler right here to Austin from the plant in the Rockies, and it's going to be shipped out to you. Be sure to sign up for AutoShip. An additional 10% off, the 25% off celebration of the fact that we got it back and we're relaunching it. Research the iodine conspiracy. Find out why it's so important. Find out why the globalists don't want you to have the good halogens. They want you to have the bad halogens at InfoWarsStore.com. That's the umbrella site. InfoWarsLife.com takes you right to the supplements. And this is the King Daddy, ladies and gentlemen. It is X2 Original. Now back at InfoWarsStore.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Throughout history have an issue with seeing threats until it's really, really far down the road and sometimes too late. But then once things get really, really bad, individuals and people tend to really, really play catch up, and a lot of times things get turned around. And we're really at that point as a civilization and as a country and as a world right now that we need to have a discussion about what's being built around us and who's making the decision to build those systems. And that's why at the bottom of the next hour, I'm going to get into this 20-something page article in the New York Times by the original co-founder of Facebook, admitting that Zuckerberg's already controlling what messages you can privately send, already reading everything you are saying, selling it to thousands of third parties. The only reason he got in trouble over Cambridge Analytica is because they were doing some work for a nationalist or for patriots, just getting contact info of potential Trump voters so that Trump could contact them. That's elementary stuff. That's 30-year-old technology. But regardless, Zuckerberg, to a great extent, is in control of his company, and that's why the establishment wants to break it up and basically absorb it into the system, because they think Zuckerberg has too much power in their global government system. He's one of them. NQTEL, the Central Intelligence Agency, publicly built the first Facebook. They gave him the software. They created the Harvard template that the young whiz kid built it and developed it. But he has been a serious executive. He has been very aggressive. And in that whole military-industrial complex technocracy, he's been very, very predatory. And so now they're circling him, getting ready to break him up. But that won't be to reform Facebook, my friends, for the people. That will be simply to absorb it into the system and make it even worse. And if you read the article, it actually admits all that. He said, well, Zuckerberg just doesn't need to get rid of hate speech. He needs to, you know, protect speech by stopping other type of stuff. So we need to protect speech by getting rid of it. It's a very Orwellian doublethink article, and it's just very, very serious. We're going to be going over it. And a lot of people selfishly say, well, I'm not on Facebook, so why do I care? Well, 2.2 billion people are. And so that's going to decide elections all over the world. That's going to decide the future of this country, other countries, especially if it's not a free and open debate. And I kept wondering why so much last year during my deplatforming, they would say, Jones is calling for violence. Jones is calling for getting battle rivals and killing the media. And you notice they never showed you a clip. They'd say, let me read the quotes. And then they would take single words, two words, put them together. I know I've talked a lot about that, but when the whole corporate media lies to create a perception that, okay, big tech's banning Alex Jones because he's yelling fire in the theater, what's the real reason they're doing that? So big media and big tech have been practicing working together on taking my rights away. And then see, now they've been trained, now suddenly it's everybody else. And that's in the New York Times article. That it's incredibly dangerous. But they're not talking about dialing all that back or stopping it. They're talking about shutting Zuckerberg out of his dictatorial position and then sharing it in these councils, in these CFR-type roundtables. So that's really what's going on here right now. Let's go ahead, though, and go to the Jim Jordan clip, because this just broke minutes ago from The Hill. It's also up on InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com. Judge orders DOJ to give her unredacted Mueller report portions on Stone for private review. This is an Obama judge. You've got the prosecution that's Hillary's former chief lawyer. And if you don't think that that's going to get leaked to the Democrats so they can cherry pick and leak stuff, well, then I got a bridge I'm really happy to sell you. So Stone had actually, though, asked for this, and it makes sense because he's in the report and blacked out, for him to get this for his defense. I actually support this. And Trump said declassify the whole thing. He said he has nothing to hide. In fact, this is actually going to expose the Democrats to a great extent. So that's why some Democrats were like, actually, let's not release the unredacted. So this is quite a mess. I wonder what's going to happen here. But let's go ahead and go to Jim Jordan pointing out the real reason the Democrats are up on their hind legs going after everybody. That's because they are covering up for their crimes. The best way to do that is act like you're innocent and then start trying to accuse everybody else. Here it is.
I would ask the chairman,
My understanding is Mr. Mueller's going to be here next week. Why are we doing it? You're going to get to ask the guy who wrote the whole darn document. We're all going to get asked him questions. Why don't you hold off on this contempt until at least the guy who wrote the thing spent 22 months and $35 million with a whole bunch of Democrat lawyers putting it together? Why don't you wait and ask him next week before we do this contempt resolution?
Gentlemen's recognized.
Bill Barr is following the law, and what's his reward? Democrats are going to hold him in contempt. I don't think today's actually about getting information. I don't think it's about getting the unredacted Mueller report. I don't think last week's hearing was actually about having staff question the attorney general. I think it's, as my colleague said earlier, I think it's all about trying to destroy Bill Barr because Democrats are nervous he's going to get to the bottom of everything. He's going to find out how and why this investigation started in the first place. Never forget what Bill Barr said a few weeks ago, 3.5 weeks ago, when he testified in front of the Senate Finance Committee. Said a lot of important things, but he said four very interesting things. First, he said there was a failure of leadership at the upper echelon, term he used, upper echelon of the FBI. We all know that's the case. Director Comey's been fired. Deputy Director McCabe fired, lied 3 times under oath, according to the Inspector General. FBI Counsel Jim Baker demoted and left, currently under investigation by the Justice Department. Lisa Page demoted and left. Peter Strzok, Deputy Head of Counterintelligence, demoted and fired. Peter Strzok, the guy who ran the Clinton investigation and the Russian investigation. There was certainly a failure of leadership at the upper echelon of the FBI. Second thing the Attorney General said 3.5 weeks ago in front of the Senate Finance Committee. Spying did occur. Said it twice. Yes, spying did occur. Third, he said, there's a basis for my concern about the spying that took place. And maybe the most interesting thing, 2 terms he used that, frankly, I find frightening. He said there was, in his judgment, he thinks there may have been unauthorized surveillance and political surveillance. Scary terms. We got to go back to January 3rd, 2017. Senator Schumer on the Rachel Maddow show talking about then President-elect Trump says this. If you take on the intelligence community, they have 6 ways from Sunday at getting back at you. Now, I don't know if the FBI went after President Trump in 6 ways, but I sure know they went after him in 2 ways. And the first one is the now famous dossier. On October 21st, 2016, the FBI used one party's opposition research document as the basis to go to a secret court to get a warrant to spy on the other party.
And the Inspector General has come out and said that was all illegal. They did lie. And where did you first see that broken? Here. And that's why we're being punished. That's why we're being lied about. That's why we're being attacked. That's why we're being sued, is because we're willing to put things out first when others are afraid to do it. But you heard Jim Jordan say, political spying, political surveillance. That's how you get dictatorships. That's how you get oligarchies. That's how you get Venezuelas and Nazi Germanys and Maoist Chinas. And we've been fighting over this for 2.5 years. How are we ever going to beat big tech, who's openly moved to China and is helping round up political dissidents by the millions, look it up, when they openly lie to Congress and don't get in trouble and everybody knows they're lying? If we can't even defeat a bunch of mentally defunct Democrats who have to read off pieces of paper, they can't even talk like Jim Jordan or I can, or Trump can, if we can't beat these little criminals, these little Democrat machine criminals, we'll never beat big tech. We have to move against big tech for humanity now. We have to stop the AI. Mark my words, or we're all dead soon.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, Do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-506-6740. 800-506-6740. That's 800-506-6740.
I'm going to have your calls throughout the rest of the show. We have one guest joining us who's being deplatformed everywhere because he writes self-help books for men. And, again, that is a big no-no to the globalists because they don't want to have any leadership. They don't want to have any alpha male types out there. Well, the left's now teaching there's no such thing as masculinity. That masculinity is a made-up term. So a man can be a woman can be a man, you can be a dog if you want, but you can't be masculine. So that guest will join us for a couple of segments, and then we'll continue with your calls. We'll go into your calls here in a moment. There's some really positive video that just went live that Kellen McGreen wrote a story about that we'll get it to next hour. Students walk out on dim politicians pushing gun control at the latest school shooting vigil near Columbine in Colorado. Students said their grief was being politicized and chanted mental health. Colorado school shooting suspect was transitioning to male. No, you do not have testes. You do not have the bones or heart or brain of a male. You want to be a male, and that's your issue. If you're an adult, you want to take hormones and try to act and look like a male, you are not a male. There are men and there are women. Period. There are some mutations where you can have a hermaphrodite. And again, I haven't even gotten into this lately, but the heavy lifting power champion is obviously a big dude. I mean, he's got big bones and big muscles for the average, you know, power lifter. And now all women's sports will be dominated by men. Again, this is 2 plus 2 equals 10. This is brainwashing. We're going to go to your calls here in a moment on the waterfront, whatever issue you want to raise, whatever topic you want to get into. I'm not going to belabor this, but I'm just going to tell listeners this. Thank you for your support. It really means a lot to me. I do this so much that half the time I can't stand to hear my voice. But I know the show's effective. I know we're getting the truth out. And I appreciate you and all your support and all your prayers. We make it really easy to support us because everybody needs water filtration systems. We've got the best, the lowest prices that sit on your countertop and are the best. We have the best non-GMO heirloom seeds. We have the best shortwave radios. We have great T-shirts and great books and great films, great selection. And we have really, really good supplements, the best supplements that are out there at the lowest prices. You're going to find them with really good ingredients, not with fillers, not with garbage. And several big sales have to end next week, early next week, and that is a bottle of X2 Deep Earth Iodine, True Atomic Iodine, with a bottle of X3 that's all three types of iodine, including Deep Earth and the other two types. Try iodine. That's better for some people than just pure iodine, but not most people. But it's still excellent. So Survival Shield X3, that is at InfoWarsStore.com. Again, no reviews yet on that. So it's a combo, but you can read the thousands of five-star reviews on X2 and X3. It's a 99% rating. No one else even has that on Power Reviews for any supplement. Ultra 12 is brand new. It's the same as Secret 12. It's just twice as strong. The highest quality B12, the highest quality methylcobalamin. And that is now our newest product, 50% off out of the gates, and that helps fund our operations. So again, without B12, you will rot away and go the way of the goody bird. Without vitamin C, you'll go bye-bye. There's just a lot of easy-to-get forms of that. There's not a B12. There's not a lot of easy-to-get forms of iodine, which you have to live. And so I just think you should really research why the globalists are trying to keep you away from B12 and why they're trying to keep you away from clean iodine. And if you just look into this, it's startling. It's staggering. It is thunderclapping when you look at the evidence. Just type in iodine and IQ. Iodine deficiency and IQ reduction. Just start there, and you'll be stunned. You owe it to yourself and your family to investigate this. Thank you for your support. All right. Look at all these great callers. We've got so many of them. Morgan and Patrick and Mitch and Carson and JD and Darren and California and Ben and Mike and so many others. Who should we go to first? Who's been holding the longest? Let's talk to Darren in Canada. Says son has autism. Now go ahead. Thank you.
How's it going, Alex?
I'm good, sir. Sorry to hear about your son.
Yeah, he actually has autism directly from vaccination. Like, when they vaccinated him, he flatlined on the table and they resuscitated him. And, you know, he's had autism his whole life, right? Like, special ed classes, psychologists. And about a year ago, I started giving him the Secret 12. And I also have a friend who's like one of the leading autism doctors, his doctor who works with him. And I brought him, like, he hadn't never seen him for a few months. And when he met with him, he was like, oh my God, like, you know, what's going on? Like, you know, he's so much better. And I showed him the bottle of the Secret 12, right? And it was the only thing that I changed with him was giving him B12. Now he's, you know, he's not in special ed no more. He's in like normal class, and it just completely changed his life and my life. And I know you don't like to be thanked, but thank you.
Well, thank you, brother. I want to be clear. When we wanted to put out B12, we know that synthetic just doesn't get absorbed. So we went out and found the best organic, truly absorbable methylcobalamin. But I want to go back to the flatlining, because I've had thousands of calls like this over the years. I've been on the air 20 plus years. So I've probably had thousands, over 1,000. I've run into over 1,000 people on the street. And they'll come over and say, they'll usually have four or five kids, and they've got a son, sometimes multiple, that are autistic. and they say, no, they were fine till 18 months when I took the third round. That's generally when it happens. Sometimes it happens first round or second round. Describe how old your son was, what it was like, because a lot of times they have the convulsion by the time they get home or in the car, sometimes in the hospital or at the clinic, and doctors will even admit, okay, they had a bad reaction. But the news will lie and say it's insane. Sure, used to we had 1 in 37,000 with autism. Now it's 1 in 58. It's almost all boys. Describe for listeners what happened.
This was right when he was born. He was a few weeks premature, and it was like right when he came out in Canada here, they vaccinate him like as soon as they come out in the hospital, and he was fine, and they had him in that little, like the little incubator kind of table.
Yeah, they had him in the NICU unit. They had him in the little warmer.
Yeah, and they gave him the vaccination, and he just, like you said, convulsions, flatlined, heart monitor, was code pink, every doctor in there, and they resuscitated him, and he's never been a normal baby since, right?
So. Well, there's a lot of science behind this, but let's just explain what's happening here. Until about, I know Canada was forever, but until about 10 years ago in the U.S., no hospital would give a vaccine to a preemie baby because they knew this happened. But it's part of a eugenics operation where they just try to get the nurses in the hospitals to go along with it to see what medical tyranny can implement incrementally by successive approximation. So this is all ambient background that they just turn up like the frog in the pot. And this is, and what you're telling is so important for people that don't understand or know how serious this is until they experience the death of their own child or their child getting brain damage or their child having a convulsion. We've had multiple shows years ago, and I want to get those nurses back on or have those nurses contact us again. And we got their IDs. We proved they were RNs. Some of them were head nurses. Where in the U.S. now, since Obama got in, they have the policies, and Trump needs to reverse these, to the National Institutes of Health and others, to the bioethics boards, that they give preemies, including babies that weigh 2 pounds, all the shots. Now, in almost every case, the babies die. But the nurses still do no harm. They follow the order. They give the shot. They're told, well, it's for the greater good, so they don't get sick off something else, even though they have fetal immunity. Then they defibrillate. They get them back, but usually causes so much brain damage because of oxygen loss in a couple of minutes, there's serious problems. Then the undeveloped stomachs, it causes autoimmune disorders because everything your body learns an immunity to that is the pathogen that's attenuated, it also learns an immunity to whatever else is in the shot. So it wrecks their gut. Then it creates different toxic syndromes in the gut. This is medical fact, which causes a toxicity in the brain. And so there's a lot of detox things people do. And yes, iodine, B12, exercise, things like that, that they're overstimulated because it causes autoimmune response in the brain, causes damage in the cerebral cortex. And so the cerebral cortex is unable to filter out everything it's getting from the larger subconscious parts of the brain, the other sections of the brain. And, of course, this is all lay stuff I'm putting out, but a basis in all the deep research. And so they know full well what they're doing. The nurses and doctors don't. Now, when you say, no, I'm not taking the vaccines to them, they'll suddenly go, I don't give them to my kids either. A lot of the kids die in here. We're just told that we lose our jobs. So everybody knows this. You're just not supposed to say it. So I want to come back and let you finish, then I'm going to let everybody else. But that was a very important call. I want to ask him what happened when his son died in front of them. Did they try to deny it was the vaccine and the National Health Service?
Everyone knows, even good people fall on hard times. Your credit cards get maxed out, and you get behind on your taxes. Unfortunately, the IRS is not as understanding, and they won't stop until they collect. They have the power to take your paycheck, freeze your bank accounts, even your home or business could be at risk. It's simply not worth it to take on the IRS by yourself. You need to call the experts at Optima Tax Relief. When you call, be sure to ask about the Fresh Start Initiative. It's a special IRS debt assistance program that could save you thousands, even tens of thousands if you qualify. Optima will immediately provide you with a team of professionals who will fight to protect you from the IRS, ensuring you get the best possible outcome. The Better Business Bureau has awarded them an A-plus rating, and you will too. So put the hard times behind you and call Optima today for a free consultation.
Call 800-375-2577. 800-375-2577. 800-375-2577.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.